Hello and a very warm welcome here on my homepage, Human Design Stories. Yeah, many people ask me, like, Annika, what is human design? And so I want to give you my perspective, my light on human design. And it is all about basically loving your uniqueness. It is about your experiment of life. So you can let human design be the experiment of your life if you're into it. So it is an invitation to break through the conditioned, learned, habitual behavior and to make mindful decisions. Because what happens is, from all this pressure from outside, we are sometimes running around like headless chicken, not knowing what is correct for us. And so we enter in situations, we enter into a response not in our natural correctness. And human design is basically, it is a tool. It is a, let's say, very masculine system. But within that, there you can find a feminine flow of life. You know, that is basically very much an overview about that. And it is a balance of the masculine and feminine energies within a tool. So it is an invitation to recognize and to accept one's own uniqueness and also that of others. It is a science in itself and born from the depth of ancient wisdom and the research of modern physical mechanics. So this system, how you want to call it, like, came to us in 1987 through Alan Krakauer, who named himself then afterwards Ra Uru Hu. And he heard this voice on that magical island of Ibiza. So it is about 40 years ago only, so it's still very young. And if you ask me, the universe thought, like, oh my God, people just don't understand that there is no point in comparing themselves. People don't get their uniqueness. So they feel like they gotta do, eat, behave all the same. So let's give them a very clear, logical system with an indescribable depth, so that they are fascinated and convinced at the same time, not only to let in their uniqueness and to accept that and to live that, but also to gain a lot of strength from it and allow themselves a lot more to be themselves. So if you ask me, it is a reorganization of processes itself and also of decision-making processes in life, and thus a much more flowy way of living. More and more often I recognize whether I make decisions and act under pressure, so let's say from the not self, or whether I allow a space of uncertainty and then react to impulses. So that's my strategy. As a generator, my strategy is to react. But you have to be able to perceive that first of all, the moment of reaction or action. And here we break a certain pattern, and that is where you step into your strategy. And that is exactly what this journey with human design is about for me. So perceive in everyday life, where is pressure and how do I follow my strategy? And after all, like, just getting to know my strategy. What is my strategy? I'm making the decision from my inner authority. And also here, there are 7 different inner authorities. So which is mine? And my body knows. It is like responding to life from my body wisdom instead of from my head. Because as I always say, there is so much that our heads don't know about us. Our minds have no idea what we are capable of, and they are limiting us. So this is basically a short introduction from my perspective, a little light on human design. And I invite you to flow through my website and to find out. You can click on my story to learn a little bit more about myself, because people ask me, like, Annika, how did you change your life? And my answer is, I didn't. I didn't change my life. I just started to realize my strategy, and I started to follow my strategy. And that was the moment when life started to happen for me, and life changed me. and life changed itself. So you can read more about that in my story, and then you switch to your story, and here you get a little insight about the not self and what is happening within you. You can create your free chart, and you can dive a little into that, and also find the sweet spots where you might feel like recognized. Oh yeah, here is where I feel pressure. Here is where I'm not naturally myself. And then you can continue with team story, because this is also, I tell about how we function together and how we can like really start accepting more each other and the different levels of energy that we have and how we operate and how we dive into a situation correctly. And then you would find opportunities how we can work together. And then we connect. If you have questions, I'm a generator and I'm so into questions. So ask me anything and connect. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for being here.